In a lobster kid must say, why are you getting malchus in the first place? After all, it's not dome, it's a lav de chasima. Right? Rava comes back and says to Rav Papa, just because there's an extra lav here, migra gara, on the contrary, it's like a kal v'chomer. If you just have a lav, you get malchus. If you have a violet, a lav, and not say, certainly you should get malchus. Comes along Rava and says, if that's true, then lav hanitek lase, also you should not get, you should get malchus, and you don't get malchus. Rav Papa says, what? Rav Papa then says, no, that's different, because that lenatuke lave ka'asi, the ase is coming to fix the lav, and that's not true when it comes to lav shekid mase, and that's the end of that stage of the Gemara. This is all we did last week. Now the Gemara moves on to a related but different topic. And I need you, I'm going to say pshat shir in Shitas Rashi in the Gemara, okay? But it's a little bit of a weave, and we have to really hold cup, okay? So are you ready? Are you ready? So now the Gemara has this line, Hanicha lemando amar bitlo velo bitlo. Ava lemando amar kimo velo kimo, my ika lemena. Good? Now the question is, Hani Chalaman Domar, this makes sense. Now this is what we call in grammar something like a dangling modifier, dangling participle, dangling something. Meaning, what is Hani Chalaman Domar going on? So I might have argued it's going on the previous Gemara, Papa. But Rashi makes crystal clear that Hani Chalaman Domar is going on Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Hakzir. And that's step number one, is to understand that this Gemara Hanicha is skipping Rav Papa and going back to the answer of Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Hakzir. That answer, Kol Yamav, does not make sense if you hold Kimo V'lo Kimo. Okay? And what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to go through the structure of the Gemara outside, and then we're going to learn every line of the Gemara inside with the Rashis. Okay? Got it? So we're up to, I don't know what number, but Hanicha Lamando Amar Bitla. But Lamando Amar Kimo Mai Ika Lamema. So Kimo is going to be bad, Bitlo is going to be good. What's the Hanicha going on? Kol Yamav Amod Behechzir. Now I'm just going to do the structure of the Gemara, and then we're going to go into the text itself. Good? Now. The Gemara is going to say, the fact that it only works for Bitlo does not work for Kimo, I'm not so upset about that. Why am I not so upset about that? Because who is the one who holds Bitlo? Rav Yochanan holds Bitlo. I don't know what Bitlo is, but whatever it is, Rav Yochanan holds Bitlo. And who holds Kimo? Reish Lakish. And who am I dealing with in this sukkah? I'm dealing with Rav Yochanan. And since I'm dealing with Rabbi Yochanan, I don't need it to work according to Reish Lakish, because I am living in the world right now of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm in Rabbi Yochanan. This is Wayne's world. I'm in Rabbi Yochanan's world. Since I'm in Rabbi Yochanan's world, so I don't have to worry about Reish Lakish. I only care about Rabbi Yochanan. He holds Bitlo. Hani Chalamandar Bitlo. Good. The Gemara is 100% fine. And then the Gemara is now going to move on after that to understand what is the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish really all about? Okay? So that's what we're going to see inside. And step one is, let me just explain, therefore, what is Bitlo V'lo Bitlo mean, and what is Kimo V'lo Kimo, and then we'll get into the text. Okay, Rabosai, Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. Goes like this. I violate a lav. Hanita klase. For any lav hanita klase, what's your default? You get Malchus, you don't get Malchus. You don't get malchus. But there's going to be a stage along the way when if I do not somehow relate properly to the assay, I will get malchus. So what does Bitlo below Bitlo say? Listen to the words carefully. Bitel ha'assay, Bitlo, now you're chai malchus. Why? Because what did you do to the assay? You mevatel it. You blew it up. However, lo bitlo, if you have not blown up the assay, then what? Then you're potter. You're still potter. Why? Because is the assay still available?
Yeah.
the assay is still available. Is she alive and well? Are you alive and well? So good, you didn't marry her after 10 days, after 100 days, after 60 years. Can you still marry her? Is the assay still around to be fulfilled? Yes, it is. Have you been mavatal the assay? No, you haven't. And therefore, as long as you can still do the assay is still there, you're not chayv malchus. When are you going to be chayv malchus? When you're mevatel the assay. Now, using that example, give me two possible ways you can be overtly mevatel the assay of remarrying the woman you divorced after raping her. What are the two possible ways you can possibly imagine being mevatel the assay? Yitz?
She dies.
Okay, why is Yitz wrong?
Because
if she dies, were you mevatel the assay?
No.
You were not mevatel the assay. The assay was nivtal, but you were not mevatel the assay. And we need you to be mevatel the assay. To my knowledge, there are only two ways you could do. All right, come on.
Killed her?
You killed her. That's one way. Is you kill her. Now, killing her is being mevatel the assay. Can you marry after you killed her?
No.
No. And were you mevatel the assay? You were. So that's a good idea. That's a good idea. There's only one problem. Then you chayv misa. And then you chayv misa. And how can you be chayv malchus and misa? After all, kimlei bidirabine. Now,
just one, long
one second. So who's going to ask this question? The Gemara is going to ask this question. The Gemara is going to entertain the possibility you kill her. And the Gemara is going to say there's a problem, kimlei bidirabine. How can you be chayv malchus for that? We'll get to that. Okay, what's the other possibility? This is already, you need to know something, yes?
If she gets remarried.
No.
And then see her when she's married and now you're forbidden from her.
You didn't do it.
No, but if you sleep with her when she's married, when she's gotten remarried, aren't you forbidden to ever
good,
sleep
but,
with her again?
But,
and then if she gets divorced from that guy, you can't remarry her.
But you're also hiding me, so.
You can't remarry her the second she marries someone.
No, but if she gets divorced from
you're already out of the... You're already out of the possibility of marrying her when she has remarried. So
once she gets divorced, but now because of your actions,
yeah, but
you have now nullified the chances.
I hear, you're creative. I still think it's not going to work because once she's Nesha Sish, already she was Mabatul Yaseh, not you. But okay, that's not bad. But give me a simple, something simpler that the Gemara is going to say that Rashi was to Ethan. Okay, so the Gemara suggests if I make a neder, if I make a neder, I'm not going to get any hanah from this woman for the rest of my life. Is that called a bitul aseh?
Yeah.
The answer is no. Why not? Because what can you do at every neder? You do at taras nedarim. So it's not a bitul aseh. Tomorrow I can be mefir. But there are certain nedarim, which we call nodar al pi rabin, a public neder that is ein lo hafara. That kind of neder is a bitul biyadai. Okay, that's the example. So that's bitlo, velo, bitlo. Okay, that's Rav Yochan. What does kima v'lo kima hold? If you're mekayim the assay, then what?
Then you don't
get malchus. If there's a point in time where whatever that point is, where you're supposed to be mekayim the assay and you didn't be mekayim the assay, then you get malchus. Why? Because like there's a deadline. You didn't hit the deadline, and therefore you're going to get malchus. Are you doing anything overtly to be mevatel the assay? No, what do you did? Chemo. Your potter, love chemo, whatever that deadline is, and you didn't do it, now you're chai. And the Gemara says, this whole Gemara is going to have Yochan to Uli Kerez is bitlo v'lo bitlo. Now let us now go inside. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the Gemara inside, and then we're going to hammer through Rashi. Sophomoric. Okay. Let's see the Gemara inside, and then we're going to go through Rashi. We're going to do it in stages. Okay, stage number one. So take a look. Hanicha. So Hanicha lamanda amar bitlo velo bitlo. El lamanda amar kim velo kimo mai ika lameimar. So the Gemara says this line of the Gemara, which we'll see Rashi. Look at this. Look at the start of Rashi. Fourth line of Rashi. Hanichalaman de Tani bitlo velo bitlo. Elaman de Tani kimelo kima Michael Maymar. Ha de Amrit kol yomav. Be amud vehechzer koi. This kasha, Hanichalaman de Amar, is skipping Rav Papa, going back to the answer of kol yomav amud vehechzer. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Michael Maymar. Now the Gemara is going to tell us, midi, hutaima elo Rav Yochanan. The whole Gemara is here trying to explain who's Shita. It's explained Rav Yochanan. El Rav Yochanan. El Rav Yochanan. And Ha'amale Rav Yochanan Tana. And Rav Yochanan, who's Namora, he understood the Tana to hold Bitlo Chayav, Lo Bitlo Potter. So in other words, what does Rav Yochanan hold? Bitlo, Lo Bitlo. So if the Gemara works going to Bitlo, Lo Bitlo, it works going to Rav Yochanan, we're good to go. Where do we see this comment of Rav Yochanan? Ditani Tana Kamed Rav Yochanan. Because it was learned in front of Rav Yochanan. Kol mitzvas lo ta'aseh sheish pa kum aseh. Could someone give me a shorthand term? Lav anita la'aseh. Now listen. Ki em aseh sheba potter. What does that mean? If you're mekayim la'aseh, you're potter from what? From Malchus. Bitel asei sheba, but if you did what? You're mevatel asei sheba, chayav. Does that statement as written make a lot of sense?
No.
Why not? Because it's a mixed metaphor. You're using the language of chemo, and you use the language of bitlo. That's off. So the Gemara asks, Amale, Rav Yochanan says to this Tana, Maika Amris, I don't understand what you're saying. You should have said, ki ein potter, lo kiem chayev, or bitel chayev, lo bitel potter. And Tani and Rav Yochanan says, bitlo velo bitlo, the proper formulation is bitlo velo bitlo. What does bitlo velo bitlo mean? Bitel ha'aseh chayev, lo bitel ha'aseh potter. And Rav Shimon Lakash Omer, kimo velo kimo, which means what? If you mekayem ya'aseh, potter, and if you're low-key MSASay, okay. We're going to stop there. That's what I call stage one of the Gemara. Okay? Got it? There's going to be three stages to the Gemara. Stage one, stage two, stage three. This is stage one. Now we're going to pound Rashi. Okay? And Rashi does a lot of the Lumdusha work for us. Okay, we're starting with the long first Rashi. And you have, hopefully, a lot of the groundwork. But what exactly is going on over here? So Hani Klaman de Tani Bitlo Bitlo. Elaman Tani Kimvalo Kima Ma Ikala Meimar. Hoda Amris Kol Yoma Be'amu Vehekzer Koi. This Gemara's Kasha Bitlo Bitlo is going back to Kol Yoma. Asiyato Lav Shenitak La'ase. You have the Ase of Kol Yoma. What does the Ase of Kol Yoma say? What does the Ase of Kol Yoma say? No, I need you with me. Ving, let's go, Ving! What does the Asif Kol Yom say? Stop. What does it say? If you're divorced her, you have to remarry her. How long? Kol Yomov. Kol Yomov. Oh, Kol Yomov. So, you have Kol Yomov. So what the Asif is doing is hachavta lo zman lekiyum haseh kol yomav. You have an extension of time to do the haseh. For how long? Kol yomav. Ulid varecha. Haditanya machzir eino amachzir ve'eino loket. And when we say that if you remarried her, you don't get what? You don't get malkus. That's assuming la'olam ka'omar. How long do you have to remarry her? Forever. Kozman sheyachol lomar. Anytime you could say ani machzir, ain beis in malkanosa. That's what kol yomav means according to Rashi. Now that's debatable, but that's what Rashi says. Kol yomav means how long do you have to remarry her? Kol yomav. And therefore, if beis in says kozman sheyachol lomar, if you could say, if you're a procrastinator, but you could say I'll do it next week. Yeah, I got some time in a couple of weeks. Yeah, I got time in a couple of years. Bez will not give you malchus. Okay, that's shita. Ha nicha leman detani lekamon belavanit lasei bitel esasei chayv alalav Lo bitla sasei potter. Okay? So that makes sense to the whole what? Bitla velo? Bitla. Because as long as you're, what does bitla velo bitla say? As long as what? As long as you're not mevatel v'asei, you're not going to get makas. Now, here's a key line. What's the logic? Listen to this. I'm underlining this a lot. Shahalav tolui bebitul ha'asei ve'eino nigmar ad shivatel es ha'asei biyadayim bitul olam shelo yuchal iskaim od. Then, Ikala Meimar kol yom av yeso takana bechazara she'ein mevatel es ha'asei ela im kein madira shotena mimenu neder she'ein lo hafara kedula kama. So what's he saying? Yeah.
And you did not even violate the law in the first place.
According to bitlo velo bitlo, how do we understand the relationship between the law and the assay? Yeah?
That it's a two-step process, meaning if you have not violated the lav until you are mevatel the assay.
Anytime you have a lav hanitak la assay, what you have here is, yes, I'll put it that way, a two-staged violation. And you're only chayev on the lav if you got to stage two. What is stage two? Say it in English. Say it in English, please. What is stage two?
Destroying the assay.
Your obliteration of the assay. If the assay is still out there, then how are we going to formulate your quote-unquote violation of the law?
You didn't.
It's incomplete. You have an incomplete Avera. For an incomplete Avera, do you get Malkus? No, you only get Malkus for a complete Avera. What's the complete Avera? Violation of the Lav and an overt, I need the English, because Bitl Asse is confusing, and a destruction by you of the Asse. How do you destroy the Asse of remarriage? Don't know.
Neder.
Killer too, but neder. Killer doesn't work because of Kimle. But fundamentally, yes, killer would be an option. Okay? So far, so good? That is. What?
You kill yourself.
Then you're not getting malchus. Okay? Okay, weiter. Shh. Ella. Rabosai, stay inside. Ella Lamanda Omar Kim Sase Potter. Lo Kimo Chayov. So now what's the relationship between the Ase and the Lotase? If you hold Kimo of Lokimo. So if you hold Kimo of Lokimo, what's the relationship of the Ase to the Lav?
Sure it is.
The Lav is complete when?
When you
did the Lav. The Lav is over. So really, you should get what? You should get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus?
Because
the assay is out there. So says Kima v'lo Kima. Sha'asei tikuno shel lavu. Ve'ein halav tolu bebit la'asei. Shemisho sha'ovra halav nigmar. Aval ha'asei nitan la'akor ha'malkus. The lav is complete. What can the assay do? The assay can be oiker Malkus. Ukeshaliyavo lebezdin. So now Bezin comes in, and they say, you got a choice. O yekaim ha'aseh bipater, o yilakeh. And if he chooses, I don't want to do the aseh, then what are we going to do to him? Malkus right then. That's called chemo velo chemo. Now, how did Rashi understand kol yamav? That you have how long to do the aseh? You have your whole life. If you hold chemo velo chemo, do you have your whole life?
No,
when do you have?
Until
Bezin gives you the ultimatum. And therefore, the Gemara only works if you hold what? Bitlov. If you hold Kimo, Kimo does not work. That's what Rashi concludes and says. He says, however, so he says, if you hold Kimo, Kimo, lek alameira, kol yama, bamo, v'akzer koi. Ka'amish, im lo yakzer miyad, kish yabla bezin yilku, they'll give you malchus right now. You cannot say, I'm going to do I'll say it in a year from now. Tim Kane, Lokiyin. Hechidami, La'olam. You never have the La'olam. And therefore, you cannot say that La'olam, Hu Yachalam, Ani Mekayim. And that is the Sugya. Simple. Simple and straightforward. Now, I'm going to learn one more Rashi with you. Let's see, Rashi. Ha'amar le Rav Yochanan litana lekamon. Rav Yochanan holds bitlo chayev lo bitlo pater. I'm very sluggish. Ditani kimo lo kimo lo darish le la amov hekzer. He doesn't have amov hekzer. According to Reish Lakish, he doesn't need this amov hekzer business. Elo lifnat gerushin. The ase is only lifnat gerushin. Lomar. Kol yamav tielo leisha v'lo yeshachenu l'didei lavshkid ma'aseh v'lashkid ma'aseh shovin. V'ein lokan aleim alei kama aseh miyad kishyazir bez lahagzir. Okay, fine. So we're done with stage one of the Gemara. Do you understand the stage one of the Gemara? Stage one of the Gemara is clear? Good? Now the Gemara gets to stage two. Now, again, I just want to formulate one more time. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds bitlo, how would you understand the aseh lo taseh relationship?
But use
give me lumdisha language.
It's intrinsically the
give me lumdisha language.
It's intrinsically attached.
The lav
stayed in
and the asay are what? Are what?
Are one process.
Are a the word I'd like to use is it's a two-staged discern. What do you need to violate the two-stage discern? You need to violate the lav and you need to violate the asay. How do you violate the asay? By destroying the assay. Let's say it gets destroyed by itself. Then you didn't violate the assay. Okay, that is key, that is bitlav lo bitlav. According to Reish Lakish, what is the lav assay relationship? The lav is the iser, complete. And what is the assay? The assay is tikkun, and it's the alternative to malchus. Yeah.
If you say chemo below chemo, once you go malchus, you don't have to do the assay anymore.
Yeah, you're kind of done. Yeah. Kind
of
done.
So
okay. Now. Says the Gemara, the Michael Mithri. What are they arguing about? Stage two. The Michael Mithri. Now, you all got to this part in the Gemara? Who didn't get to this part in the Gemara? Who didn't? Who got to this part with a semblance of understanding?
Semblance is good, right?
Okay. A semblance is good, yeah. Okay. So Gemara says, B'mai kamiflagi, B'hasra safe kamiflagi, Mar savar, Hasra safe shmo hasra, Umar savar, Hasra safe lo shmo hasra. That's stage two of the Gemara. So what's underlying this machlokes? The machlokes, whether hasra safek shma or ain shma hasra. What in the world does that mean? So where do you get your help? You get it from Rashi, but let me give you a little bit of an intro. Hasra is a necessary prerequisite to onshin. Good? We know that. How does that work? So I'm about to do an aveira. I'm about to take this delicious piece of pork and put it in my mouth. Someone sees me about to do that. They think, ooh, Isaacson maybe doesn't know that that's pork. He thinks it's a piece of cow. Or maybe he thinks pork is mutter. So what do I do? Hey, Isaacson, do not put that into your mouth. If you do, it's pork. And if you do, you're going to be chayv malchus. And I say, I knew it was pork. And afal pichen ani ose. I'm really hungry. And I eat it. Is there any doubt after receiving the hasra and doing the act, is there any doubt as to the chiv malchus? No. Is there anything that's like a suffix? No, that's called hasra sabadai. But let's say, after eating what I was warned not to eat, there is a doubt whether I'm going to get malchus. That is what we'll call hasra suffix. So again, talk out loud with me. According to Rav Yochanan, he sees this rape victim who he married, and now the husband says, this is not working out for me. And he's about to give her a get. According to Rav Yochanan, is that a good hasra?
No, it's a
Why is it? I'm sorry. According to Rav Yochanan, is it hasra suffik?
Yes.
So the answer is, if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, it's hasra suffik. Why? Because after I give the divorce, am I chayv malchus yet?
No.
When am I going to be chayv malchus?
Right.
So therefore, that's called hasras suffik, and therefore, when am I going to be? How am I going to be chayv malchus for this act of divorcing her?
Only if you
hold hasra suffik shmo hasra. So Rav Yochanan, who holds bitlo velo bitlo, must be holding what? Hasra suffik shmasra. But according to Reish Lakish holds hasra suffik lo shma hasra. So when is it that you can be? How can you be chayv malchus for lavanita klase?
Only
if you hold
chemo
below chemo. That's basically what Rashi is going to say, but then there's going to be some real issues over here. For example, why, and the Gemara is going to say, so what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Hasra Safek is Hasra Safek. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Shma Hasra. And according to Reish Lakish, Lo Shma Hasra. Now, I'm just going to put this out there for you because it's something interesting. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Hasra Safek Lo Shma Hasra? Why do you have to say Hasra Safek Lo Shma Hasra? Rav Yochanan has to say Hasra Safek Shma Hasra. Why? 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 Because if he holds Bitlo, then what? You still have Kol Yomav. So is there a possibility you can think of where Rav Yochanan can still hold Hasra Safek Lo Shma Hasra and still be able to get Malkus in this case? Yes?
It's not suffix if you know that if you do this, then you get Malkus, and if you don't do this, then you don't get Malkus.
No. I'm talking about what? Correct. Let's say the Hasra is given not when he divorces her, but now he's standing in front of Bezdin, or in front of, he's making a public neder. He says, I'm making a public announcement. And I'm going to be mafri neder at 2 o'clock, and at 1:59 and a half, we go and give him hasra. If you do that, you're going to be chayv malchus. Is that hasra's vada or is hasra's suffix? That looks like hasra's vada. So how can the Gemara prove now from Rav Yochanan that what? That he must hold hasra's suffix is shma suffix. Maybe you're going to give, you can give hasra when? On the back end, and thereby, it's hasra's vada. So let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. So Rabosai, I'm learning Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan Savar Hasra Safek Shmo Hasra. The Afal Gav de Kolota Asation Nitak La Ase. Litvarov Hasra Safeki. Why? Share. Kishaofer al halav tsarech lahasros bo. Vihu amar, but what does Rav Yochanan hold? Shigmar halav is when? Is bebitol haase tolui. Ukishamasim bo al tigaresh. When we give hasra that what? Don't get a divorce. Safeku. Is a suffix shema. Lo yevatas hase. Maybe he's never going to be vatal hase. L'hadira b'hana. U'kishiliyadira v'yivatlenu ka'amar delaki alma. He's going to get malchus when he makes a neder. What do I have to say, therefore? Alma hasra safek is shma hasra. V'reish laki savar hasra safek lo shma hasra. Hilkach. Im hoya gmar halaf. Toloi bebitol haasei. If Reish Lakish holds like what? If Reish Lakish holds bitlo below bitlo, he doesn't. But if he did, and he held hasra safek lo shma hasra, then could you ever get malchus?
Yes.
Ha!
No.
Ha!
Rega.
You're ahead of me. Hilkach. Im ha yagmar halav toloi bebitol haasei. If Reish Lakish would hold like Rav Yochanan Bitlo, lo haya lo ke'alav, lo haya lo ke'alav. Ella, halav misagires nigmar. Rather, you have to say kimo lo kimo. The lav is finished when he does the divorce. Vahavyale hasroas vadai. And that's hasroas vadai. Vahase, nitan lios tachas hamalkas. And what does the ase? In lieu of malkas, ukashiliyavel based in, o yekayem, o yilke. Either do what or what? Either aseir or malkas. But is the lav fully complete? The lav is fully complete. When did you get the hasra? Before the lav, and that's called hasroas vada. Now, here we go. Watch this. You ready? Gavi, focus. V'ikha shel Rav Yochanan. Now he's asking our question. Nami ikla meimar hasroas vadai. Rav Yochanan himself can say hasroas vadai. And when are you going to give hasra? On the back end. V'yisrubo kishabo lebatel es haseh. Shua kiras alav. Why don't you give us on the back and then hold us Hasra's Vada? So what's the answer? What's the answer? What are you going to say? Yitzi, Warren, what are you going to say? Hasra has to be when? When does Hasra have to be? Hasra has to be on the, what he's going to say is, Azharas Halav. On the Azharas Halav. And when is the Azharas Halav? Lo Yuchale Shalcha. So the Azharas has to be on the Lo yuchal shalcha, even though what's the assay? The assay is stage 2 iser. It completes the iser. But when does the hasra have to be? It has to be at the time of the lav. Now, watch this. Watch this. Lo olam hasra b'shasha over al azhara soba inan v'afilu hidluya b'davar acher. Even if the lav is dependent on something else on the back end, when does the hasra have to be? In the beginning. And he gives an example. And the example is very telling. Kedamrinim b'shvus. Shvua shelo ochel kikar zu. I make a shvua. I'm not going to eat the Reese's Pieces. Im ochel zu. If I eat the Kit Kat. I'm not going to eat the Reese's Pieces. If I eat the Kit Kat. You got the shvua? You got the shvua? What am I not going to do? What's the yisur? Reese's Pieces. If I ate Kit Kat. And I ate the Kit Kat. I ate the Kit Kat. Am I allowed to eat the Reese's Pieces?
No.
I'm not allowed to eat the Reese's Pieces. So shvua shelo ochal kikazu im ochal zu ochla litzna eha. And I ate the Kit Kat. Am I allowed to eat the Reese's Pieces? And now someone says to me, hey, I see you're about to eat Reese's Pieces. If you eat the Reese's Pieces, you chayv malchus for violating your shvua. Is that hasra's vad or hasra's suffered? That's hasra's? No. I ate the Kit Kat already. It's hasra's vad, because I already ate the Kit Kat. Now I might eat the Reese's, I'm about to eat the Reese's Pieces. That's called hasra's vadai, and that's good. Why? Because what is the iser? What is the issue that I made on myself? Shvua shel ochal Reese's Pieces. However, let's say I ate the Reese's Pieces. I had Reese's Pieces for breakfast. And now it's lunchtime. I'm really in the mood for Kit Kats. And someone says to me, Haray, if you eat the Kit Kat, you're going to be chay of Malkus. Is that Hasra's Vada? Is that a good Hasra? Is that a good Hasra? The answer is no. Why not? Meaning what? You're right, but say it better. What's the Isser? The Isser is don't eat Reese's Pieces. What's the T'nai? The T'nai is if I eat Kit Kat, I don't eat Reese's Pieces. But the Isser is eating Reese's Pieces. So Hasra has to be on what? Hasra has to be on what? So Hasra has to be on the Ashara, on the Isser. What's the Isser? Reese's Pieces. What's the Kit Kat? It's not after. If I ate the Kit Kat in the morning, I can't eat these Reese's Pieces. What's the issur that I made upon myself? I will not eat Reese's Pieces if I eat Kit Kat. What's the issue? The lav is Reese's Pieces. What's the Kit Kat? Tonight. Tonight. When must the Hasra be? The Hasra must be on the? On the Isser. This example that's being brought by Rashi is really significant because it colors what Rashi is now saying in the whole sugya. What's Rashi telling in the whole sugya? Is what's the Aseh? Or what's the Bittul Aseh? The Bittul Ha'aseh is what I'll call, you know, the lav is incomplete, but it's still, is the lav prime? The lav is prime but incomplete. The asay is ki'ilu a. I'm going to use the word, but it's an oversimplification. It's a t'nai. The bitl asay is the t'nai. Until the bitl asay has been achieved, have you been over the lav? You've not been over the lav. Are you chayv makas in the lav? No. So you need the bitl asay. But why is the hasra on the bitl asay insufficient? Because not because it came after, because the hasra has to be on the azhara, on the ikra iser, in our example, on the Reese's Pieces, not on the tznai. And this is Rashi's vision of the sugya. Let's just quickly learn stage 3C, which is just a nothing. That's not the complicated part. The azdul tamayu, and they both, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, follow their reasoning. De itmar. Shvua she'ochel kikar zehayom. Simple shvua. I will eat this bread today. Ve'avar hayom. And the day passed, and I didn't eat the bread. Ve'lo achala. Rav Yochan Reish Lakish Darmi Tavar ain't a loke. They both say you're not going to get malchus. Did you violate your shvua? You said I'm going to eat bread today. Did you violate your shvua? Hello?
Yeah.
You violate your shvua. Rav Yochan says ain't a loke. You know why ain't loke? Mishum dahave lav she'ein bo maisa. V'chol lav she'ein bo maisa ain't loken lav. I said I'm going to eat the bread. How did I violate the sister? I didn't do anything. That's called the lav she'ein bo maisa. Reish Lakish says, you know why I'm not chayv malchus? Because when am I going to get hasra? At 12 noon, I'm not eating bread. So what do you say? If you continue not eating bread, you're going to get malchus. And at 12:01, I don't eat bread. And at 12:02, I don't eat bread. Is that Hasra's Bad or Hasra's Suffolk? That's Hasra's Suffolk. What does Rav Yochanan, say about Hasra's Suffolk? Hasra's Suffolk, Lo Shmei Hasra. So according to Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish says, this is a case of Ein Alok, Mishum Dehavi Hasra's Suffolk, because Hasra's Suffolk, Lo Shmei Hasra. Is Rav Yochanan going to be bothered by that problem?
No.
No, why? Because he holds Hasra Safek Shma Hasra. So according to Rav Yochanan, the only reason you don't get malchus is not because Hasra Safek, but because of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. According to Reish Lakish, the problem is Hasra Safek. You'll ask me, what about Sofa Yom? Why can't you get Hasra then? That's a good question that we're going to talk about. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. Tomorrow, first of all, this is a type of sugya that needs chazar. But this is my favorite sugi maseches Makis. It's a very, just pshat gemara is very delicious. In terms of walking through the mechanics, learning a Rashi, pounding through mechanics of the sugi, and getting the stages down. Step two is going to be, I'll call it, step one and a half is Tosas. Tosas over here, the small little Tosas Hanicha, is basically going with Rashi with a little twist, with a little knetch, a small little knetch in Rashi, which I want to talk about a little bit. And then we're going to go look at the Ritva. And the Ritva is going to take this whole Gemara and flip it upside down. Flip it upside down. So maybe, I'm not sure what pedagogy got to decide tonight, whether to start with the Ritva or start with Tosas. But Tosas is going to take, Ritva is going to take the whole Gemara and just turn it on its head. So you're going to learn the Gemara again. This whole weave of a Gemara with a flip. Because where did it all start? Where did Rashi all get it started with? Ha Nicha Lamanda Amar is going on what? Kol Yama Vamad Vaegzer. And who says that's what the Kash is going on? Maybe the Kash is going on something else and everything. And you know what? He's also going to have a different Girsa. Where it's not Rav Yochanan holds Bitla Velo Bitla, it's Rav Yochanan holds what? Kima Velo Kimo. And everything is going to be flipped. So we'll see. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll go back.
Thank you.